Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas with your family and Happy New Year to you. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is heard weekly all across the United States on great radio stations from Florida to Alaska and most places in between. Plus across the U.S. and Canada on Sirius XM every week. We're proud to bring you our little slice of the great outdoors and sure hope you enjoy it. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care for the overactive dog in your house. Calming Care gently, over time, settles the overbarker, the overjumper, the overactive dog. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo is just a couple of weeks away now, January 9 through 12, downtown Dallas. It's a tremendous event that I look forward to all year long, and I would urge you to come out today. We're going to give you a little taste of what you'll experience when you visit the DSC Convention and Expo. And we're going to start with the statement that we stand on, the whole reason that DSC hosts this big convention and expo: conservation through hunting. My friend Dave Folsom with Chifuti Safaris and Safari Classics TV can explain it really well with a great example from Africa.
You know, we always talk about here in America and around the globe how hunting is conservation, and there's no better example of that than to look at Africa. And certain countries in that continent that have banned hunting are suffering because of that. Those that have allowed hunting are flourishing. Their wildlife is flourishing.
Well, let's take a comparison between two countries. Kenya, which look back in the days of Hemingway and Roosevelt and all that, that was the birthplace of safari and the recognized go-to area. Had the greatest menagerie of wildlife on literally on planet Earth, certainly in Africa, and that's saying something. In 1978, they closed all commercial hunting in Kenya. They've lost 89% of their elephants since that time. Now you had a country like Zimbabwe, who has a thriving elephant hunting, a thriving population of elephants, but an elephant hunting community. You know, since that 1978, they have four times the elephants have, and they're hunting them steadily.
Yeah.
So the elephants in Kenya have no value except to the Chinese and the commercial poachers that are working for them just to turn them into short-term profits. In Zimbabwe, those elephants have a value to the communal people, to the governments, to the safari outfitters, so we all have a vested interest in making sure those populations are not only stable but are actually growing. In Zimbabwe, Billy, we have, experts agree, a capacity, a carrying capacity between 30 and 35, 36,000 elephant. Right now we have 85,000 elephant in the country. We have a CITES quota for 500, of which probably only 300. And now with this latest, it's not a ban, but the suspension of import of Hess, you know, we're taking less than 0.1% of the elephants that are coming back. And this herd is growing, and elephants, you know, just by the nature, they don't do it on purpose. It's what they're designed to do. They want leaves in the top of the tree. They uproot the tree. They push it over. They nibble on the leaves, and they move on. They are incredibly destructive. And when an elephant, I've been in areas where 10, 12 years ago were thick, lush, riverine areas, and now they look like an atomic bomb has hit them.
Yeah.
Because of elephant damage. And the problem with that is, Billy, the elephants, being a mobile animal, they can move on. They know where water's at. They can move 50 miles away. The kudus and the leopards and the impalas and the springbucks and all the other animals that depend on that forage, they are in there in bewilderment, and now they have no forage, but they don't have the ability to move in big migrations. They don't know where the next water is. They don't know where the next river is. Yeah. They've lived for generations in this area, lived and died like they're the ones that came before them, and elephant numbers have to be controlled. Nature cannot take care of itself. Man has too big a fingerprint on this planet. We have to control elephant numbers, and there is no better tool. There's no artificial insemination or darting or hormonal pills we can give them. Hunting is the only way. You can cull them and have professional cullers come in that are paid by the state, and the elephants turn into nothing but meat, which you get. Or you can sell those to foreign sport hunters who will come in and pay massive amounts of money for the opportunity to hunt that animal, and that money goes to governments, that builds boreholes, that does anti-poaching patrols, it provides the local communities with employment as trackers, road builders, cooks, bed tenders, tent builders, camp builders. It brings employment. And it brings protein to any area where those elephants are hunted. And hunting is the only thing that drives that conservation engine. And we always talk about conservation through hunting. Any area that has a viable sport hunting business in that locality, the animals do well. Everywhere where hunting has been shut down, animals are disappearing at a rate that they'll never come back.
You can actually meet Dave Folsom, talk to him about it firsthand with Chifuti Safaris at the DSC Convention and Expo. Calming care for your overactive dog very gently over time settles that pet, and your vet can tell you more about calming care.
Good morning, this is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
For years, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick names have been legendary among fishermen all over the world. With a strong history in craftsmanship, technology, and durability, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick fishing brands continue to meet the specialized needs of avid anglers of any skill level. Are you looking for your next new rod and reel? Take a look at the unmatched quality and durability of Abu Garcia's Revo lineup or C3 series reels, or the new Fenwick World Class and Techna PX rods, utilizing 3M PowerLux Composites technology to maximize strength, durability, and sensitivity. Visit Southwestern Parts and Service to check out the newest products from the Abu Garcia and Fenwick brands. And remember, at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, we're the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia, and also have one of the largest reel parts inventories in the world. Three legends: Abu Garcia, Fenwick, and Southwestern Parts. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. I've relied completely on Buffalo Wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. That's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic from the trusted name Purina. Fortiflora, I've used it on my hard-working bird dogs and lovable lap dogs for years, and I can tell you that it's worked 100% of the time that I've used it. All of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time, and Fortiflora, no doubt, fixes that. Chewy.com can deliver Fortiflora directly to your house or kennel. My favorite part of the DSC Convention and Expo every year is the main stage, where we get together with some really familiar outdoor faces. People like Larry Wysoon and Jim Shockey, Jim Zumbo, Craig Boddington, Ron Spomer, and we just have a real good time with these guys.
Hey guys, we always have a lot of fun here at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo on this victory stage. And we're going to have a lot of fun this weekend too. And it's really fun to get these guys together because they don't all land in the same spot at the same time very often. But we want you to feel welcome and at home. And if you have a question, let us know for any of these guys. And we'll be glad to put it to them. I'll start on the far end. This guy's a rookie. He's just started in the outdoor business. Brand new. He hopes you'll support him. His name is Jim Shockey, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello to Jim. Thanks for coming, Jim. A guy that's been doing it just a little bit longer than Jim is Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Biologist, outdoor writer, photographer, hunter. And this guy, I guess the last couple of years has felt like, you know, you just didn't miss us as bad as we missed you. You weren't here. But Jim Zumbo's back with us this year. How about that? Good to see you, Jim.
I'm not sure, am I on the right place? Because I didn't realize you had to have like white hair to be sitting up here.
It's a bonus. Hey, you've had some health problems the past couple of years. The reason you couldn't be here with us. Are you feeling good, Jim?
I'm feeling great. I had a massive heart attack on November 9th of 2015, my birthday, and it got me an open heart, three-way bypass and a couple stents, and I'm feeling as good as ever. Thank God.
Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're running around this place. You know, this is...
Hey, you know what? When Larry just called me, he said, Zumbo, get over here. You got 9 minutes. I was 11 minutes away, and I tell you, I never run so fast in the last 5 years.
Speaking of running fast, you were fishing one time. I don't know if it was Canada or Alaska, and a bear got real jealous of those fish you had. That's a pretty good story, and I hadn't heard it in a long time.
Well, I live outside Yellowstone Park, and we literally have grizzly bears on our lawn every year. And people often ask, what's your worst bear encounter story ever? Because I've ridden the trails on horseback, walked them, I've seen grizzlies around. And my worst experience ever, I was in Alaska fly fishing with a bunch of guys. We flew in on a bush plane, and we were cooking a salmon over along the shore. And the smoke was drifting over into the alders, and we didn't think much of it. All of a sudden, here come a big brown bear charging at us. I mean, he was on a dead run. So we all scattered like quail. and everybody ran different directions, and I thought the best safe place was to go across the river, wade across the river, and get back in the bush plane that was on the other side of the river. Bad idea, but I made it. I beat that bear by about 3 feet into that airplane, and I thought I was going to be the next man to walk on water, but I couldn't do it. So that was my bear attack story.
Yeah, that walking on water has been reserved for really special people, but more special than outdoor riders.
That's
Jim.
True. That's
yeah.
True. Yeah,
that's true. Now, as long as we're getting attacked here, are you a cat fan, Shockey? Do you have cats at home, or do you get along with cats?
Is there any cat lovers in the audience before I say how what I really... I love cats. I love cats. We don't have any pet cats right now, but not because we don't love cats. We truly love cats. Well, almost all cats.
You had a little trouble recently.
Yeah, it was this spring.
Yeah.
A cougar decided to eat me, which is, I mean, how do you know, they say cougars don't attack humans. That's a load of bunk, I can tell you absolutely 100% for sure.
He was after you. He was
yeah.
I mean, did you walk up on him and startle him, or was he defensive, or was he just just hates good looking Canadian guys?
Huh? if that's the case, why did he go after me?
That's a good question.
He could have gone after he couldn't have gone after any of us actually, if that's his criteria. I was bear hunting actually, on Vancouver Island North End, an old logging road that probably gets used once a week maybe, and I saw a cougar cross the road, the logging road, to the uphill side.
Yeah.
And it didn't look that concerned, and we always carry cougar tags. We're allowed two per year in a six-month season, so we always carry them when we're guiding bears, and I have my cougar tag, so I told my cameraman, you know, get the camera on, let's see. Sometimes you see the cat a second time up in the old growth forest crossing a log, and maybe you get a crack at it.
Yeah.
And they obviously kill a lot of our deer and baby bears, so we're you know, if we get a chance at a cougar, we always take it, especially
sure.
without dogs. So I walked up the logging road thinking I might get a look at him. I kept the cameraman on this side, thank goodness. The cat actually waited. It hid in the salal along the side, which is very
wow.
thick. It's a temperate rainforest, so you can't. You know, it's thick like jungle.
Yeah.
As I walked by, the cougar jumped out and made one jump and then was leaping at me. When I turned and went bang and shot him like that. It's on camera.
Wow.
Because cameraman. Everybody says what a great cameraman. It was like. Like he got it. He got it just because he was turning to see what was attacking us.
What's about to eat us?
Yeah, and I actually hit the cat in the shoulder. The bullet went skin down the skin. You can actually see it on the hide, and
wow.
then hit the back hip and broke that, and was on the. On the skin, on the backside of his back hip.
At
that point, he still tried to come, but he only had propulsion on two legs on this side.
Man.
So I stepped back one step, and he came by me, looking at me, you know, trying to get me, couldn't, and I ran forward at that point and shot him a second time.
Wow.
And then I turned to the camera and said, holy, and then they beeped it out. I'm not sure what I said, but it was a serious beep out. In that particular
case. Far was that cat from you when you pulled the trigger the first time?
6 feet. And he was coming. Here's the thing. He wasn't all in on the attack. Because it wasn't an attack. He thought, I think, because we watched him super slow, you actually see him leap out and gather to make the second leap. I believe he thought I would start like a deer and go, but I didn't. I turned. And at that point, you see him on super slow-mo actually go like this hesitate for a second. He obviously never had attacked a human before.
Yeah.
So it hesitated and then gathered to go again, and that's when I shot. So that was the reason I had enough time. Otherwise, I'd have cat scratches all over me today.
Cat scratch
a big male cat that was starving because too many wolves in the area.
Hell, Jim, that would have been an improvement.
Hey, did you think that cat laid there and aged you and said, yeah, that's an older one. We need to take
him
out.
Yeah, this is the thing. The cat tried to get me instead of my cameraman, who's 30 years younger.
Yeah,
obviously
see,
doesn't know just how chewy I really would be.
That cat was a conservationist, yeah. Hey, Craig Boddington is here, folks. He's going to join us.
Hey, let me have to tell you how special this is, folks. How special this is. Last year, Craig Boddington joined us on stage as the brand new recipient of the Weatherby Award. This year, Jim is the recipient, side-by-side Weatherby winners. Hey, congratulations, guys.
Well, I tell you what now. What that means is I am now officially a has-been, and that's wonderful. So, Jimmy, congratulations.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Congratulations, Jim. That had to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't something that I was after, but I tell people if you take a car and you go in one direction for 40 years, eventually you end up somewhere, and that's where I ended up, was on that stage the other night.
Well, you know, you got to drive that car pretty good for 40 years. You've done a tremendous job, and we all applaud you again, Jim. Congratulations on your win.
This year, that main stage where we're going to present all of these guys, I call them the Mount Rushmore of the hunting community, all of these guys are going to join us on stage, plus other special guests, and we're going to have our game wardens back up there. We'll hear from them next, and a lot of other special folks. When you grab your program, when you come in the door, you're looking for the Trigicon stage.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Here at Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores in Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it, or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative, a favor this Christmas, and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than 2 decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
Each year we feature wardens from somewhere up on that Trigicon stage where we have so much fun. We've had wardens from Arizona and the guys that you're familiar with from Northwoods Law in the great state of Maine. And, of course, our own wardens here in Texas, and guys that maybe you've seen on Lone Star Law TV. A couple of years ago, we combined the two, the Lone Star Law game wardens and the Northwoods Law wardens from Maine.
A couple cases recently that we've had this fall, we were out working night hunters, general night hunting stuff. A guy and his wife came along. They shot one deer in front of us. Before we got done, we started interviewing them, and before we got done, make a long story short, he had three deer back at home that he had killed. She had two deer that she had a deer hanging back at home that she didn't tag. We went to the father's house and got another deer. So she was on her second deer. He'd killed three that he had home. There was one at dad's house. We got back to his house. We found four turkeys that were untagged or that he had exceeded the bag limit on. During this, in our state, you can't hunt over bait. Three of the six deer in total were killed over bait. The other three were shot out of a motor vehicle, which you can't do. The only thing he did right is he did have orange on that night from the day's hunt. So, but when you look at this, there's two deer that were accounted for, and to add to Aaron's case of eight deer, you take the five extra deer. There's 13 deer right there that were unaccounted for when it comes time to count these deer for our next year's numbers. And as Tom said and Aaron, with the winters that we're having right now, it's going to be devastation to our state. We have not seen the weather above zero in 3 weeks in Maine, and the wind is snow is just pounding right now. I just got a text from my wife, and the snow is coming down again today with well below zero. It's well below 20 below zero right now with a pounding snow. I'll be shocked if we even have a deer left next fall.
Wow, that's going to be devastating on your deer crop. Can you guys like look at an audience of people and recognize a poacher when you see one?
You can too by the looks of things, Billy.
Yeah, can you profile? Sir, have you ever been guilty of any wildlife crime?
No.
No, that's historian.
He's lying.
He's lying. They can tell, dude.
Anything comes out of his mouth.
You can't tell. That's 7 lie detector tests, Ted, sitting right up there.
Hey, you a cowboy? Yeah? You got a horse? Yeah? You got a rifle? You got a spotlight? That's all I need to know.
That's all he needs to know.
That's it.
That's all he needs to know. Hey, let's talk about Operation Game Thief, Jason, in Texas. You're the head of our Operation Game Thief plan.
I'm the state coordinator for the Operation Game Thief.
Okay, thought I was giving you some new news there for a minute. You just got promoted.
Every day is new news to me.
Yeah, I understand. Me too. Tell us a little bit about Operation Game Thief, for just in case somebody's not informed, and what we can do to be a part of that.
In Texas, what Operation Game Thief is, it's our wildlife Crime Stoppers for Texas. We have 800 number, the 1-800-792-GAME, that if you call in and report a poaching call, you can receive up to $1,000 reward for that conviction. We get a lot of tips through that. We also are available on our website and Facebook. We've got an Operation Game Thief Facebook. And what this does, it gets, there's only 540 of us throughout the whole state. So multiply that times everybody in the state, that's just more eyes on the ground for us to protect your resources. Yeah. So every little bit helps. It gets us involved. It gets us involved with the community. We're not able to be everywhere at the same time in every place. So that's what the Operation Game Thief does for us is to help us, you know, stop the poaching in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. And that has now moved to an international level, Chris. You guys are very involved in that. That's a big part of the reason you're in Texas today.
That's correct. It was the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers has actually been around since 1988 or 89. But it wasn't until a few years ago when we realized we kind of took the game warden approach. For many years, we got together around the nation as game wardens, just shared information and ideas, and we kind of kept it to ourselves. A few years ago, we met and we decided, why are we not operating this organization the way we work, where we get the public involved and get the word out there and worldwide get people working together to stop poaching? We know there's numerous organizations out there that are conservation-minded, they're anti-poaching and all that, but there's not many organizations that provide the actual enforcement and go after these people, and that's what we're all about. And as these gentlemen were saying down here, we absolutely cannot catch poachers without the help of the public. We can go out and get a few, but the bulk of our major cases, where you read about these cases where multiple deer were killed, multiple anything, most of these cases come from the relationship that game wardens have with the sporting public. And I guess I've been accused of being blunt more than once in my career. If you're not willing to help when you see something, then do not fuss about it to anybody if they don't get caught.
What's fuss?
Well, I could use the B word, but...
Oh,
but,
fuss!
But it's... And I don't... Like I said, I'm not being critical, but we cannot do it without the help of the public, and that's what our organization is all about, bringing us all together and working as a team.
Give me an example, Chris, of how this international Wildlife Crime Stoppers has worked. What? Give me a case, a Canada, Maine case. Can you think of one?
Sorry?
Canada, Maine. Anything there?
Yes, we... Being in Maine, obviously, we border with Canada. Several of our cases originate in Canada. We work very close with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. It's called the Lacey Act. The Lacey Act is a violation of crossing state or country lines with illegal game. Routinely, we get information in Canada or we get it in Maine, the public getting involved and reporting violations that are across borders as well as across state borders, which is more of that probably down here than there is in Maine. But we get cases routinely that cross state lines, state and country lines.
Yeah. Steve.
So in our part of the woods, we operate on OGT, and we get these calls constantly, and they come in from people like you, and it's constant. My phone goes off all the time with these OGT calls, and this is one from last night, and you can't make this stuff up. Reporting party wants to report a dead hog on private property. They've also found several beer cans, and possibly somebody has stolen a round bale of hay. I ought
automatically thought Randolph McGee was involved. However, when we're out chasing poachers, they come in all shapes and all sizes. 99% of the people we look for are straight up, and they're great people. We're hunting that 1% is who we're looking for. That 1% is what makes these guys smile in Maine. Am I lying? That 1% is what makes these guys smile, okay? That 1%. And that 1% comes in all shapes and sizes. Case in point, I get a call, cowboy. I get a call from a kid about like you, OGT. He has been watching a monster deer all year. He's been feeding this deer. He's got pictures of this deer. He's been babying this deer. He's named this deer. And then somebody comes along and shoots this deer at night. And he calls that 1-800-GAME-THIEF number. And you know who shot that deer? His grandma.
Oh, no.
And he turned his grandma in.
No.
And got a cash award for it.
Our wardens always have the greatest stories. Don't miss it when we feature them up on that Trigicon stage in just a couple of weeks at the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo.
Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
Look on the deck of a Bass Pros boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The Endless Smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, the world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet. They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had four or five guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting, or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth, and we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
The website at BBKO Radio is BBKORadio.com. BBKORadio.com. Phone number 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-BBKO. Let's get back up on that Trigicon main stage with Jim Shockey, Larry Wysoon, Jim Zumbo, Craig Boddington, and more. Jim Zumbo.
You're talking about attacks by grizzly bears and
mountain
lions?
Here we go, yeah.
You know, a lot of people ask me, since I live in grizzly bear country, do you carry bear spray or a handgun or whatever kind of a firearm? My answer is you carry a .22 pistol if you're with another guy or a group. A .22 pistol. People say, why is that? Because you shoot your buddy in the kneecap and just walk away. So... you probably all heard that before.
Note to self, when Zumbo calls to go hunt in his beloved Wyoming, don't go. Jim Zumbo, you have not full-time, I guess, but staying pretty busy writing again, are you?
Yeah, I am, Billy. A couple years ago, the editor of Peterson's Hunting came up to me. He said, Zumbo, he said, I'd like to do a little work for me. He said, you're the only guy out there I know that his first elk call was made out of a garden hose or a piece of pipe, right? And I said, that's probably true, Mike. And anyway, he says, all right, I want you to write the back cover for Peterson's Hunting, which I'm having a lot of fun doing. He lets me write what I want. It's got to be kind of humorous and stuff. It's not instructional, but it's fun. And Craig is, of course, the star of the magazine, does a terrific job. And but anyway, it's been fun. NRA's got a couple blogs. I write for the NRA now and then. But my big wonderful hobby is firewood.
Oh, yeah.
I have a disease called ECFD, Excessive Compulsive Firewood Disorder. And I, honest to God, I've got 100 cords in my yard. And I keep maintaining that 100 cords. I burn about 20 cords a year in the fireplace. So
I bring a trailer.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I bring a trailer.
But it's not good wood like you guys have got. I mean, you got Kansas oak and hickory and all that. Well, we got pine and spruce and, you know.
Yours already cut up. There's a difference.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Cut up wood.
That makes it real good.
Yeah, come on over.
I'm not kidding you. Zumbo and I were somewhere. I don't even remember what state we were in. And someone mentioned a tree. Huh?
State of confusion.
Wherever we were, and some guy had a tree that had fallen over in his lawn, and you would think this guy just won the lottery. He's wanting to go cut that tree up and somehow get it back to his place in Wyoming. What's the perfect wood for a fireplace? What's the perfect wood to burn?
Well, believe it or not, and I've researched the BTU chart.
Oh, we believe it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We believe it.
The best burning wood you can find in the United States is called Osage Orange. It's a tree that grows along fence lines in the Midwest, whatever you call it. And the worst is what I burn is called cottonwood. cottonwood has a worth BTU, and I'm 40% of what I burn is cottonwood. So, Craig, you can have all the cottonwood you want.
Is it already cut up?
It's all cut up, yeah.
That's the best wood to burn by far.
That's the best. Let me tell you about those Bodark trees in Texas, Jim. We call them Bodark trees, not Osage Orange.
Texans are all...
Osage Orange, that sounds a little light in the loafers for Texas, you know. Bodark trees. But they flood these lakes. They build these dams and flood these lakes, and those Bodark trees, that's the hardest wood in the world. It never goes away. It doesn't rot. It's in that lake, and your graph shows it, and when it's full of crappie, it lights up like a Christmas tree.
You mean I can catch crappie and get some Bodark as well?
As well. You can hang up and be happy about it.
Count me in. I'll give you my phone number.
Come see me this summer. Come see me this summer. Hey, Craig Boddington, you've started doing something that's pretty cool, and that's helping to link people with an outfitter. And it's people that you've vetted and checked out before, right?
Well, first of all, we gotta go back to why we're here at the show, and obviously we're here to have a good time. But, I mean, it is entirely possible that Jim would like to sell a hunt at these shows once in a while, and it's probably possible I'd kind of like to sell a book, but we're here to talk to you folks, and so we're answering questions, and I have two recurring questions. The first question is kind of whispered a little apologetically, and think, oh my God, where's this going? But same question always, said Craig, is it really okay to use my 270 to go elk hunting? And then the other one is, well, where should I go for a three-toed gazork? And so I got thinking, well, okay, since the answer is always the same, depending on what the animal is, I send people to my outfitters that are friends, guys I've hunted with. So we started the Craig Boddington Endorsed Outfitters just purely to save me from having to give my cell phone out to 1,000 people. Gotcha. And, these are folks. We're not a booking agency. It is a totally unique approach in the industry. It's a membership, but they're made up of my friends, and we've capped it at 100 members. I don't know that we'll ever get there, about 60 now, but these are outfitters I send my friends to.
Okay.
And the outfitters are all my friends.
Okay, very good. And they can learn more at your booth. Do you know your booth number?
Only if I look. How about 554?
554 sounds good to me. Go see Craig. He's got all of his books down there. I was visiting with him earlier, and he can also talk to you about his new endeavor there. By the way, I don't know how many of you guys realize this or not, but Craig Boddington, 30 years of the United States Marine Corps. Is that correct? 30?
31.
31 years of the United States Marine. God bless you. Thank you. Jim, speaking of our military, I happen to know because we have a mutual friend in Anthony Pace up in Elizabeth, Colorado. And you just had a big golf tournament in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that is a fundraiser to take care of our military folks. Talk to us a little bit about that. It was a big, big success, I understand.
Yeah, we raised a pile of money. It's a tournament that we started, I think, 10 years ago or so. And then it was in Tucson, Arizona originally. 100% of the funds raised went to taking veterans and their families hunting.
Yeah.
We on all expense paid as well. We did it in Tucson for 6-8 years, and then a couple of 7 years, and then a couple of year hiatus. Now we've reinstated it in Myrtle Beach. So the next one will be 2020 March in Myrtle Beach. Fabulous golf course. Is there any golfers out here?
Well, you struck out here, but
yeah, there you go. We got a scratch golfer over here.
What's golf?
Well, I don't expect you guys to show up. Yeah. However, it's not about being a good golfer. It's about raising money for the veterans.
Yeah.
A good time was had by all, and I can't wait till next event. It'll be even better, bigger. And these two guys have both promised to be there and be on the same hole as I am, taking shots at the par three and betting to see who's going to win the big dollar. So they're going to be there.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I volunteered you. I'm sorry. I forgot to ask them. I know they're going to show up.
Are we using rifle, pistol, shotgun, muzzleloader?
Using a 9-iron, my young friend. A 9-iron.
A 9-iron. Which, by the way,
what is that, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Does anybody know about...
Can they kill a snake?
Does anybody know about loft in golf? Loft? Because that's what these guys are suffering from.
Loft.
And just figure out what those letters mean.
What fun we have on that Trigicon main stage at the DSC Convention and Expo. It's just a couple of weeks away. Come on out and join us. The 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo is titled Heritage. And it's January 9, 10, 11, and 12, Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. That's downtown Dallas. Lots of public transportation. You don't even have to drive to downtown Dallas if you don't want. And we would absolutely love to see you there. I can't believe it, but it's already time to take a little break, make a run to the coffee pot. But when I come back, we're, yes, going to go back up on that main stage, that Trigicon stage with our Mount Rushmore of the hunting community. But we're also going to show you just a sample of who you might bump into out in the hall when you're visiting the exhibitors there, the trips, the opportunities, the celebrities you can shake hands with and run into, like former Miami Dolphin and NFL Hall of Famer Larry Zonka. Stick around.
Good morning, this is Dr. James Kroll, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pick up the formula that's best for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. One of the highlights of the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo every year is your opportunity to visit firsthand with top-notch outfitters from around the globe, like my friend Gerald Flewerty, Wildside Outfitters New Zealand.
Hey, Gerald, good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
How is your weather right now? It's winter time here. What's your weather like in New Zealand right now?
Well, it's fantastic. It's summertime.
Yeah.
And we're looking at maybe 80 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit each day, so it's lovely.
How's business been? I hadn't talked to you in a couple of years. Lots of hunters coming to see you?
Yeah, we've had lots. We're not a big business, though. We're just a family business, you know. And
yeah.
So, you know, we usually just have maybe a couple or two couples at a time in camp, and
yeah,
and yeah, which is, it's either myself guiding, my wife does the cooking, and a lot of people say that, you know, even if the hunting was bad, they'd come back again for the food.
Come back for the cooking. Yeah, you can always win someone over with really good food.
Yeah.
How does that work when couples come to see you, a hunter and a non-hunter? Is there something for that non-hunter to do and enjoy?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. New Zealand is a tourist destination,
yeah,
and we're right next to Lake Taupo in the central North Island. That's where we're based, and there's all those beautiful things to go and see, and all those adventure things, but also the bungee jumping, the skydiving, the yachting, and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of things to do. But also, you know, we hunt in the South Island as well, and we've got scenic flights down there. We've got you know, vineyards to tour and all that sort of stuff. So there's loads of stuff.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the hunting. Red stag. You guys are famous for your red stag. Tell us a little bit about the size animals we're going to see when we come down to hunt.
Well, we have, you know, obviously we have young stags and older stags, but generally we're not these guys that have the massive trophies and stuff. We just have sort of good central size, sort of maybe 300 to 400 inch stags,
mm-hmm,
and we focus not so much on the size of the stag, but the experience. You know, I love the New Zealand flora and fauna, and I love describing and the experiences that I've had, as well as, you know, the love and the passion that I have for New Zealand. And that in itself makes a really great hunt, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about the countryside, the flora, the fauna, and
yeah,
you're not going to hunt in a more beautiful place, are you? Describe what your country looks like, how folks are going to be surrounded when they hunt with you, Gerald.
Well, we in the central North Island, we're right under the volcano of Mount Ruapehu. Now, it's probably the most picturesque, most beautiful mountain in the North Island. Behind it is Mount Doom, which is in Lord of the Rings, and a lot of those movies were filmed right there on the site. But we have native bush, we have mountains, we have lakes, we have beautiful, beautiful crystal clear rivers full of trout, browns and rainbows, and then we've got all those beautiful coastlines, you know, not so far away from where we live as well. And then in the South Island, we've got the Southern Alps, which are always snow-capped, and you've got the big eastern side plains and foothills and stuff, and the lakes and the coast down there. It's just beautiful. It really is. The last paradise left on earth.
The scenery is going to be great. The food we've already established is going to be wonderful too. The red stag are going to be just 300 to 400 inches, Gerald said. They're going to be really nice. Outside of red stag, what other big game do you hunt?
Well, we hunt tar and chamois, but also in the North Island we have three species that are not in the South Island, which we specialize in, is sika, samba and rusa. Those are very, very intelligent animals and very secretive, often nocturnal, but we have fantastic properties to hunt those animals on, and I just love hunting those things. And above all that, I love taking people out to do that.
Yeah.
And people say that we're in the hunting business. We're in the smiles business.
Yeah.
You have a look at all these photos on the wall here. Everybody's got smiles,
that's
the business that we're in.
Smiles are a good thing, and I can't imagine if I came to hunt with you, Gerald, that I'd do nothing but grin the whole trip long. Typically, how much time should we book with you for a successful hunt? Not necessarily red stag, but you're going to have other critters that it may take a little longer to come in contact with. How long typically is a hunt?
Well, typically it's 5 days, maybe for a red stag and a fallow deer or something like that. But if you want to do a full North Island, South Island safari, we want to put aside at least 10 days hunting with about another 4 days of traveling either side of it. It's a real experience. It's a real safari. You get to see the whole part, the whole complete part of New Zealand, and if you want to throw some trout fishing in there as well, do that. But then tag on the end of that another week or so for just touring by yourselves. We have some great travel agents that are out of Boston called Esplanade Travel, and they can organize everything for your whole trip.
Is it difficult for me to come to New Zealand with my rifle if I want to hunt with my rifle?
No, it's not difficult at all. But if you're going to be holidaying, I advise you to leave the rifle behind. I've got a cupboard full of them at home.
Okay.
And my wife, I've got to justify having those. She's, you know how it is. But anyhow, you can use one of my rifles. I've got a lot of them.
Very good. Absolutely wonderful. If we want to learn more about you, where can we look?
Well, you can go to wildsidehunting.com. Or on Facebook, Wildside Hunting Safaris New Zealand, and we also have a YouTube channel under the same name.
Gerald, I'm going to see you down there one of these days.
Awesome. We'll be looking forward to it.
For your hard-working cow dogs or bird dogs, there's nothing better than Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, I'm Mike Checkett with Ducks Unlimited TV, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
At Berkeley, our mission is simple, to help anglers catch more fish with Berkeley PowerBait. Fish hold on 18 times longer, allowing you to set the hook and catch more fish. No matter the season, no matter the technique, we've got you covered. Whether it be your trusted power bait baits, including the Power Worm, Pit Boss, or Bottom Hopper, or Berkeley's latest innovations like Jordan Lee's The Champ Craw, and our strong lineup of Berkeley hard baits, including everything from topwater baits to deep diving crankbaits. We've got it. Come shop the large assortment of Berkeley products at Southwestern Parts and Service for all your Berkeley fishing needs. Berkeley Fishing. Catch more fish. And when you visit Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, bring your old gear with you. Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas is the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and has one of the largest reel parts inventory in the world. That's right. Grandpa's gear can work again. Southwestern Parts and Berkeley. Catch more fish.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We believe that a creek full of fish and woods loaded with wildlife are good for our kids. And the kids tend to agree. At Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club, we work hard to preserve both every day.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
Let's get back up on that Trigicon main stage at the DSC Convention and Expo from 2019 with Zumbo, Wysoon, Shockey, Boddington, and more.
A lot of us have jumped on that bandwagon of love our military, help our military, and it's something we embrace and love. Hats off to you, Zumbo. You were one of the first. This is nothing new to you either. You started way, way back. Can you remember when you first made the decision, hey, I'm going to feature these guys, make them the hero on TV. I'm going to do something for them from here on out. It's been a long time.
As a matter of fact, I remember the first time I was in Botswana with Steve Comas, who was with Safari Magazine, and we were sitting around a campfire with the PH, and we decided we wanted to do something for one of our warriors. That's when Iraq and Afghanistan were going on pretty good.
Yeah.
So we had an essay contest. And we asked the troops to write an essay on why they wanted to hunt Africa. And long story short, we had like 500 entries. And Comas and I were the judges. And we whittled it down to one guy, Joe Tormla from Michigan. And I won't get into why he won. It was an incredible story. He was a survivor of a mortar round. His two buddies were killed on Christmas Day standing next to him. Anyway, we took him to Botswana on a trip paid by SCI. And he got a bunch of species. So that was kind of where it started off. But later on, I got to visit some hospitals back east in Bethesda and met some troops and started taking them hunting, and it kind of went on from there.
What year was that? When was that, Jim?
With the Botswana deal?
In the beginning, yeah.
2003, probably.
Yeah, long time ago.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, God bless you and thank you. Craig Boddington, is it okay for me to use my 270 to hunt elk?
Well, now the answer I've always wanted to give was, Did you read my book? I can't do that, so I say very politely. He said, oh, yes, sir, that'll work just fine. Go ask my wife. She'll tell you.
There you go. I had to throw that in. Louise Shockey is here with us today, the definite better half. I know you guys would agree with me there, huh?
Absolutely.
Jim's wife is out here, and we just want to know a couple of things. Since we're on such a high professional level, does Jim snore?
Do you think these are a little too personal, right, Louise? Hey, Louise?
We call it purring.
Purring. He purrs.
Oh, my gosh.
Jim purrs. I like that. So, like, in the morning, Louise, you say, you know, Jim, you really were purring last night.
You know, I don't like the way that this whole thing's going right now at all. This isn't part of it, is it?
Please continue.
Do you ever have to remind him to take the garbage out, or is he pretty good about that?
We kind of have separate things. He does. When I ask him, of course he does. But he's usually gone so much, or we're gone so much, that it's usually not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you guys eat a lot of wild game. We eat a lot of wild game in our home. What do you prefer? What do you like? Got a good recipe you can share?
Yes, I love moose and deer. That's basically what I cook at home for red meat. I make a lot of things with it. A favorite, love?
I like my moose ribs that I cook. But Louise, everything
Jimmy
she cooks is wonderful.
Thing,
stir fries.
it's the ribs.
He cooks one thing, and that's the ribs?
That's the ribs. Anything with, I love the burger for it. It's just so, it's no fat in it. And I think if you mix it with some good spices and a little moisture and oils and that, it's the best. We fed our family and now our grandchildren, and we give it to people who can't go out and hunt. So I think it's the best meat.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. How about grandbabies? Do you have a positive opinion of grandbabies?
Bring them on. They're wonderful. I finally found out what all grandparents were saying. Oh, it's so good. It's because you can get things ready before they come, and then when they come, you can just be totally focused on them, on the floor, go back to your child and go outside, you know, run through the grass, look at a flower. So that's one of the beautiful things. The difference, you know, when a parent, you have to think, okay, breakfast, lunch, dinner, did I bring them to a show, you know, have I read them a book? This is what I think makes grandparenting so special. You just get into where they are, and it's so beautiful to see life again.
And everything amazes them. Everything's new, the stuff we take for granted, you know. Plus, when they stink, Louise, you just hand them back to their parents, right? Does Jim change those diapers?
No.
Busted. Not helpful, Jim.
It's not my strong suit. Green stuff.
So far, Louise is taking out the trash while you're letting the baby stink.
While her snoring husband. Yeah,
and
I know,
snoring.
I know. Yeah, this is really great. Yeah,
Louise,
yeah,
good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. What about these guys? Let's ask them some personal questions.
They're smart enough not to bring their wives up here, man. Larry,
you know why
I'm smart enough to know that you got to change diapers, guys. Come on now. You know you do. I know you do. We do it.
Boddington, you hadn't changed 4 diapers in your life.
I suspect you're wrong.
He just changed his diaper this morning,
he
actually.
Changed his own. Okay. Now we've digressed a little bit here.
You know why Jim does bring that beautiful lady with him everywhere he goes?
Why?
If you ever watched him, people come up, they don't come to see Jim,
right.
They come to see Louise.
Right.
It's always been that way.
Exactly,
Since the beginning, 100%. 100%.
Hey, Jim, I know a lot of these people sitting in here would love to hear a good story about your dad. We all miss him so much. And your father-in-law. We loved your dad too, Louise. He was awesome.
They were characters. I remember my dad when he actually put our show on the map. The ratings went through the roof with Louise's dad Len and my father Hal, and they I remember after a couple of years him being on the air, we visited him out in Saskatchewan, and he stood there and he said, you know, Being famous affects some people, but hasn't changed me a bit. I said, Dad, just you saying that means you're changed. Thinking you're famous. They were awesome. Other people, they always, and everybody asks, did you feed them those lines? They couldn't remember their own names, let alone an actual whole line in a row. It's impossible.
Impossible. And would not have stood there for to read a script. You know, anyway, that's not going to work. You and your dad hunted totally differently from each other. You loved the hunt. He loved to pull the trigger, put the meat in the freezer, and get back to work.
Yeah, and if it had antlers, you know, that meant it was chewy. Where, you know, if it didn't have antlers, that meant it was a good meat. So, honestly, my dad and my uncles, if they could go opening morning, be done by noon, all tagged up, and back at work by the afternoon, that was a great, great, perfect hunt. Because to them, it was hamburgers running across the field.
Yeah.
And if we didn't, if they didn't get their moose meat, if they didn't get a moose every year, we didn't buy a cow. I mean, I grew up in a trailer park. We didn't have the money to go buy a cow. So they had to actually look at the meat or the animals as meat. For
yeah.
me, it's always been a more spiritual connection, you know, especially in the last few years. Once you've traveled around the world, you start to get a little smarter about the, it's not the what you get, not the how you get it, but the why you hunt. So for me, it's hopefully a little deeper than my dad. Him and I would argue. Oh, you've probably seen this on TV. Horns yeah. don't make good soup. No, I know, but it's called, you know, selective hunting, Dad.
Yeah.
So no.
Horns don't make good soup. You told me a very touching story about your dad a couple of years ago, and I hope you feel comfortable enough to share it here today about the ambulance ride to the hospital towards the end of his life. You mind sharing that?
Yeah, that was, he passed away just a few days before the deer season. And as they were taking him to the hospital in the ambulance, he actually asked if they could stop in at the Canadian Tire store so he could get his deer license, because he knew that I was coming out and we hunt together every single
yeah.
year. So
that's
was,
an optimist.
That's a
right?
true story, 100%.
That's awesome.
This little slice of the DSC Convention and Expo is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the formula that's perfect for your dog. Is at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson, reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more.
By now, you or the deer hunter in your life has sat and shivered in that old see-through deer blind enough to know that it's time for a new one. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of I-20 just west of Weatherford, Texas has them, and they'll fit in Santa's sleigh. So will warm winter hunting gear and a new rifle or shotgun. Teske's Outdoors, 817-599-3400, and right there on your way to hunt West Texas.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it, or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas, and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun
and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin, and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards Gate is historic downtown Grapevine. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's Camp House time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors this week, we're kind of giving you a preview of what you're going to see in a couple of weeks at the DSC Convention and Expo in downtown Dallas. Yes, all the biggest names in hunting are going to be up on the stage. We're going to have a lot of fun with them. We'll return to the stage in just a few minutes. But come with me. Walk the aisles for just a couple of minutes and look at the 1,800 booths, the vendors selling their wares, the world's best taxidermy, fine guns, knives, outdoor gear, and yes, even fur coats, incredible art, and exquisite one-of-a-kind jewelry.
Rod, I wanted to talk to you for just a couple of minutes about your incredible jewelry that maybe a lot of my listeners don't know about. For the ladies in the house that let the guys slip out and go hunting, fishing all the time, they deserve a little something special for Mother's Day, birthday, whatever. And you've got some very unique stuff. Explain to folks what you do.
What I do is wildlife jewelry. Jensen's Jewelers has been in business for 60 years. This is kind of like a sideline business, but we make wildlife jewelry out of the claws of lions, the floating bones, and also the elk ivory, which there's two ivories in the mouth of an elk.
Okay.
And way back when they say they had tusks, but we make a lot of designs and just a cater to the women.
Yeah, I guess you do, and it's beautiful stuff. And it popped my eyes out when I first heard about you and saw you. For example, you have rings, earrings, all common jewelry, but it's very uncommon stuff.
Correct. Yeah, it's just special designs. With the elk ivory, all ivories are different. So we actually make the jewelry around the customer's ivory. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the customer takes his elk, and the wife loves her new earrings and encourages him to go and get another elk so she can get the necklace, right?
That is correct.
See how this is working, guys? How can folks take
a win-win?
Yeah, it is a win-win, right? How can folks take a closer look at what you do and maybe learn a little more about you?
Well, we have a website. It's jensen-jewelers.com.
Okay.
And actually, you can just punch in actually elk ivory, and we come up first billing. So,
okay.
Yeah,
it's out
really well.
And if you want to go the Jensen route, that's J-E-N-S-E-N. Where are you located?
We're actually based in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
We have 15 stores total. We're in Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, and Idaho.
Okay, yeah. Very good. You're looking for Jensen Ringmakers, Jensen Jewelry. 60 years you guys have been around?
We have.
You don't look a day over 23.
I appreciate that.
And that's the only lie I've told in this interview. That's beautiful stuff. You are the artist, right?
I am. I'm one of them. We've got four of the goldsmiths actually design and make the jewelry. Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll stop by the Buck Knives booth, legendary Buck Knives, and have a visit with C.J. Buck himself.
If you've ever wondered why the Buck Knife Company is called Buck Knife, it's because it was developed by the Buck family, right, C.J.?
That's true.
And C.J. Buck, your great-grandfather founded the company, started the company, well, I guess was the original knife maker?
Yeah, my great-grandfather in the turn of the century was an apprentice blacksmith, and he made knives for fun. His real joy was the metallurgy. He loved heat treating, forming, that type of thing. Knives was just a little something he could make a little money on the side with. And he taught his son how to do it, and it's been in the family ever since.
And here we are 110 years later, and it's still a little something to make a little money on the side with, huh? People love their buck knives.
Yes, they do.
What makes a buck knife stand the test of time? Because when you said the turn of the century, we're talking about 1902, your family founded Buck Knife Company or started making these knives. What's made you guys endure so well through the years?
Well, there's really three pieces. You know, there's materials, workmanship, and design. So those are the three elements of any product. With my great-grandfather, my granddad, their workmanship was their own. They handpicked the materials, and they had such close interaction with customers that they got the designs right. And so I think those three elements were what made us stay successful for so long.
And you stand behind what you sell. You know, if you've never heard of a buck knife, you hadn't been alive very long, as a matter of fact. Hey, what would have happened to you as a young man if you had come home from school one day with a knife in your pocket that was up something other than a buck?
That's a good question. I'm glad we didn't have to find that out.
That's a better answer. Very good, very good. Buck Knife Company, you guys are sold around the world. There's got to be, as long as you guys have been in business, got to be some great stories, repeat customers from around the world, or cool stories, anything pop into your mind?
There are so many stories of military actions all over the world where people have had knives that saved their life.
Yeah.
There's been gifts given to fairly important people, like leaders of countries, that bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
There's been knives lost and then found at much later dates and returned to the owner. You know, those types of, so many of those stories, and I love hearing them.
In your own personal collection at home, what's your most cherished buck knife?
It's another good question.
Can you narrow it down to one?
Actually, I do have one. I have a favorite knife, and it's called a buck zipper. It's a fixed-bladed hunting knife, and I was just getting involved as taking a leadership role in our new product development, and we developed a knife with a gut hook on the back that didn't work, and I field-tested that, came back to the company, stopped production, did a redesign. We put something out that worked really well. In fact, it worked so well it got called the zipper because it unzipped things so quickly. But that was just really meaningful to me because I had such a nice part to play and an ideal to establish for the company.
Well, I tell you what, it's nice visiting with you, and it's so nice to have the heritage of the Buck family on the show and talking about your product. Congratulations on a tremendous product and a tremendous heritage.
Thanks, Billy. Thank you very much.
And you never know who you're going to run into on the aisles of the DSC Convention and Expo. A couple of years ago, I turned a corner, and there was NFL Hall of Famer Larry Zonka.
Long before the NFL, long before the NFL Hall of Fame, long before thoughts of making a career out of playing football, you were hunting in some woods somewhere. Where did this all start for you?
Absolutely. In a rural part of Ohio, I grew up outside of Akron, probably 30 miles south east of Cleveland. And dairy farm kind of area. We didn't have a lot of large whitetail or anything like that. It was pretty well shot up. And Ducks Unlimited had started to bring the waterfowl back. So in the late 40s, early 50s, when I was a boy just starting to hunt, all we had was rabbit and pheasant. And we were delighted to have that. But we dreamt about whitetail. We dreamt about Canadian geese and so on. And now, through all the different clubs we hunters have put together, now we have, many deer to hunt, we're standing in one of the best deer hunting states in the Union, as far as I'm concerned. This is the friendliest place in the world for a deer hunter right here in Texas. That's why I come back quite a bit. And the same thing in South Dakota for pheasants and so on, right down Ducks Unlimited. My gosh, the things they've done. I'm really proud of that organization and being affiliated with it. And that has changed, as I grew up shooting, hunting rabbits with a 20 Marlin single shot 22 and tracking pheasants in the snow, and dreamt about going on to bigger things, white-tailed deer, Canadian geese, so on, and then eventually to end up in Alaska where you could really go after some real honest to gosh big game. That made it all worthwhile.
And I've seen you hunt moose, I've seen you catch big halibut, I've seen you do lots of things in Alaska. Could you hone it down? If the good Lord said, Larry, I'm just going to give you one, here's what you're going to do the rest of your life, what's your favorite?
My favorite area, I can do that for you easier, is the peninsula that runs out before it turns into the Aleutian Islands. That's still the wildest place in Alaska. June, July, and August, and part of September, that is the wildest place in the world to go fly fishing for steelhead, for silver salmon, for king salmon, even some red salmon come in there. And then the trout fishing is and dollies are just, it's just crazy. And the bears, you're absolutely up to your ears in bears. And the great thing about that, for those folks out there who listen to the show that are worried about bears, it's the best time of the season for the bears because they've got more than they can eat. And any time bears have more than they can eat, they are totally uninterested in humans unless the human's standing on their rock.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. Look on the deck of a Bass Pro's boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The endless smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, the world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet.
crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
When the weather has a direct impact on our property, it's good to have a friend that you can trust. Take a minute now, before the storm hits, and get familiar with Quick Roofing at quickroofing.com. Quick Roofing is prepared before the storm to help you the moment you need it afterwards. Quick Roofing is a proud Texas company, and we've served your neighbors for over 25 years. Our year-round crews produce the quality workmanship that you demand for your most important investment. Our consistent relationship with local suppliers is why we can fill your order in just a few days, not weeks. If you have roof damage, we'd like to be your go-to professional that you trust with your repairs. Get to know us now at quickroofing.com and then call us immediately after the storm for your free storm damage inspection. You'll come to trust and appreciate the Quick Roofing differences. quickroofing.com. Residential and commercial roof installations and repair, offering one of the highest quality warranties in the roofing business.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
From whitetail deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan, or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Not only do we feature Larry Wysoon and Jim Shockey and all these big shot hunters up on that Trigicon stage, but we also invite some other very special people up there with us, like Granny Bullard, 84 years old and going strong.
Granny Bullard, Jim, if you'd hand her that mic.
Yes, sir.
Do you like to fish? Do you fish?
No, I do not.
No, why? Is that a lack of patience?
When I was younger, I could fish, but I can't even cast out anymore.
Well.
But I sure like to hunt.
You do? I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you like to hunt.
Yeah.
That you're kind of like you and Shockey down there are two peas in a pod because he used to make fun of us for fishing. He used to talk bad about us. And then he went out and bought a boat. So how's that going, Jim?
The mighty Thunderjet.
The Thunderjet.
It's, but I actually, I very seldom take fishing rods out, but I do take my prawn traps and my crab traps and, of course, octopus incidental catch.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So I'm not much of a fisherman, but I knock the heck out of the prawns in our area.
Oh, I guess you do. Louise, does he bring those great big old prawns home?
You have to dive.
That's good stuff. How do you prepare those prawns, or do you only do moose ribs?
No, I do moose ribs but prawns, too. Prawns, it's very complicated. You have to, like, boil the water,
uh-huh,
and then you dump them in, and then you scoop them out.
Okay.
So
that sounds pretty complicated.
And about that quick.
Can you do that again a little slower?
In case anybody, I'm going to do it. You know what? I don't want to do it here in case somebody records. I'm going to do a cookbook, and it'll be in there, my prawn recipe. So
yeah.
Then you got it, like I can't tell you to buy it. But if you want my prawn recipe, when my cookbook comes out, you can get it in that.
Well, it sounds like every recipe is going to be like 2 sentences, real quick read. You boil the water, you drop them in, then you take them out. That's...
But it's a little more complicated than that.
Okay, I got you. There's some special stuff that goes in there. Granny Bullard, how comfortable are you? How far will you shoot an animal? Is 200 yards okay?
Yeah, I got my antelope. Would you like for me to tell that story?
I would love to hear that story.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't even know what an antelope looked like. And Glenn took me on an antelope hunt. And we got out there, and I missed three or four of them.
You missed three or four?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I did, and I don't miss usually, but those antelope, if they see you, they jump and run.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah, I got pretty good eyesight.
Yeah, so anyway, we was driving along there, and my son there, he said, "Oh, there's one, Mama." I said, "Look," and it was 230 or 40 feet out there.
230, 40 yards. Okay.
Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he stopped the truck, and I said, "Jesus, don't let that antelope move." And he got out, and he's got a special thing that I put my gun on and everything.
Yeah.
Stick.
It's a Jim Shockey trigger stick.
I went around, and I did it again. I said, "Jesus, don't you let that antelope move."
Was the Lord listening that day?
Well, I wasn't doing any good. I thought maybe he could help me some.
Uh-huh. And did he?
Well, I went around there, and I got my shooting thing.
Yeah.
He stood right there and looked at me. And I said, and I shot him. I mean, I got him, you know, first shot.
Yeah.
And I looked at Glenn. I said, "Did you see that?" And he said, "Mama, you told Jesus three times not to let him move. Said you paralyzed him."
You paralyzed him. In the name of the Lord. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey.
Yeah.
Next time you're watching Jim Shockey and his highfalutin TV show.
Yeah.
And it's a long shot and he jumps out and says, "Jesus."
Yeah.
"Don't let that antelope move." You know where that came from, right?
Yeah.
That came from Crowley, Texas.
From Crowley, Texas.
Yeah. Miss Glenda Bullard.
Well, I wasn't doing any good.
Yeah.
And he's my friend, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Sure.
Mine too. Now, fellas, there's one other thing that I need to let you know about Granny Bullard. No disrespect to your prawns or your moose ribs, Jim, but she makes the best banana pudding you've ever put in your mouth. And I think she brought some. Did you bring some?
I brought some. I brought a big one.
All right, now.
Somebody better be hungry.
And four spoons, or we use our hands? Cause I'm...
Yeah. We're all staring at you wondering what the next step is here.
Okay, well, it's right here.
It's right here. She said get after.
I've got bowls and spoons.
You do? Well, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, help us out.
Hey, Billy.
You? Yes, sir.
Jim made a very important point just a few moments ago. He said, "God, I hope we don't do this in alphabetical order."
That's a real good point. Oh, mercy. Hey, Craig Boddington, you've hunted all over the world many times over, but something very, very special to you is hunting your piece of property up in Kansas. That's become real important to you over the past few years, hasn't it?
You know, it really has, and I've said it before, but, you know, I grew up in a state where we didn't have a deer season. Kansas didn't have a deer season till I was a teenager, and so, you know, the chance to hunt my deer in my backyard, I know these folks all grew up with that, but I didn't, and so to have my own little piece of Kansas dirt where I can go out and hunt my deer is really special, and, you know, we don't have giants. I certainly don't have your big Saskatchewan deer, but we have an awful lot of fun there. But the chance to hunt your own deer in your own backyard is a very, very special feeling.
Yeah, it sure is. And Larry, I know you're in the same shape. You've hunted around the globe 100 times, but you're having more fun hunting your little piece of family property than any place else.
I am, but I'll tell you what, I now live 26 miles from a place that's been in our family since the 1840s, and of all the places I hunted, the hardest hunting I did this year was in my own place. Everywhere I went, I shot the animals I was after. I did not shoot an animal in my own place.
Really?
It wasn't for a lack of trying.
Yes, didn't get it done.
But I loved every moment of being there.
You and I were texting back and forth on opening morning in the dark.
Yes, we were.
I was sitting up there in the blind, and you and your daughter were going out on opening day.
Yes, we did.
And just tickled as you could be to be hunting with your daughter on the family place. Jim, you can look out your door any given day and see beautiful elk. elk right there from your kitchen window, can't you?
Yes, I can. We've also had wolves, grizzly bears, black bears, and elk and deer literally on our property.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Man. Didn't the fires get fairly close to you a couple of years ago? Weren't they down south headed your way?
We had a fire a mile and a half from our house, and I have a log home with a cedar shake roof.
Yeah.
Now we have a stone roof. We got rid of that roof.
Oh, you did?
A little worrisome, yeah.
Yeah, those stones, the embers don't like those
that's right.
Those stones quite as readily. Jim, how about you? Are you in town or are you pretty rural?
No, we're rural for sure. We're on a lake, 70 acres. We actually, Louise and I were having coffee last fall, and our dog started barking outside, and Louise looked out the window, literally, like here, there was a bear. With our dog had it, you know, face to face. So, and we get Roosevelt elk across our property.
No kidding.
Columbia blacktail deer everywhere, and we have cougars, but we have. I'm getting a watch it.
Don't be playing with the cat.
We get cougars on our land as well, but you never see them. Just the sign.
Jim Shockey, Larry Wysoon, Craig Boddington, Ron Spomer, Jim Zumbo. The Mount Rushmore of the hunting community. We'll have all of those guys back up on the stage again in just a couple of weeks at DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo. Granny Bullard is going to join us too, who, by the way, didn't start hunting until she was 77. I sure hope you can join us. All the details about DSC's Convention and Expo are at bbkoradio.com. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you back here to kick off a brand new year next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.